Hello everyone, welcome to the daily Mishnayos Shir, learning Maseches Bava Kamma, learning is Le'ilu Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel, and Peril Bas Pinchas. First, we're going to review the three Mishnayos we did in the last year, which was in Perek Dalad, starting with Mishnah Zion. It said, Shor HaYisha, Shor Yisomim, Shor Apotropis. A Shor belongs to a woman, or to orphans, or to an Apotropis, a guardian for orphans. Shor HaMidbar, a Shor that is Hefker. Shor HaHektish, a Shor belongs to Hektish. Shor HaGer Shemesu Yen L'Rishim, a Shor of a convert that doesn't have any inheritors. All these shores are Chayav Misa, which intuitively seem to be understood, but actually came from a ribuy of six extra words of shore in the Parsha that told us that these six shorem are still Chayav Misa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shor Midvor, Shor Hektish, Shor Ger Shemes Peturim in Amisa. He says three of those cases he disagrees. The Hefker shore, the one of Hektish, and the one of the Ger that died and doesn't have Yorshim are not Chayav Misa, Lefishain Lam Bailim, because they don't have any owners. And therefore, I guess the same way there isn't a punishment of nezik, no one to pay, no kofir, they also don't give misa. Mishnah Ches taught us, Shor shehu yotzei liyisakel v'yikdish v'ala v'eino muta. Shor that's being taken out to get skila, it already had a gemar din for skila, and the bailim remakdish it, it doesn't work. Shchato v'sar usr, and v'shechs it, it is usr. V'im ad shelo nigmar dinu v'yikdish v'ala v'muktash. But if before the gemar didn't happen for skila, even though it is clear that he gored and killed someone, but it hasn't a gemara din about that yet, he can make it hektish. It's muktash. He mishchato b'sara mutter, and he can shecht it, and the meat would be mutter. Mishatez taught us b'sara l'sham rechinam l'shol. If a person gave over the shor to all the four types of shomrim, l'sham rechinam, which is a free shomer, a shol is a borrower, an osi socher is a person that is being paid to watch it, v'l'socher, and a renter, nichsu tachas abaylim. They all take the place of the owners. In Nezik, Muad Mishal Nezik, Shalom, Matam Mishal Mechaz Nezik, a Muad would pay full damages and a Tam half, just like the owners would pay. Kashar Ba'alav Moseiro, Vanoal Bafan of Kiroi, sorry, if he tied it with a chain or reins, or he closed the door in front of it properly, it could stand in a regular wind. Vyotav Yehizik, and it got out and it damaged anyway. Echa Tam Ve'echa Muad Chayev Divrei Meir. Either way, there's still a Chiyuv there, that's Rabbi Meir rules that these actions, which are a Shmira Pechusa, are not good enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tam Chayev Muad Potter. Actually, a Tam is Chayev, that you need a better Shmira, but a Muad is Potter with any type of Shmira. Shenamar v'lo yishmeren ba'alav, v'shamer huzet. The Pasuk by a Muad says that is only Chayev if the owner didn't guard it, and this is guarded. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you point out in the Rav, I'll just point out that the Rav said he's still Chayev on the Tzad Tam, meaning Chayev half, like a Tam would be, just that he's Potter on the Muad part. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein lo shmira l'sakin. Rabbi Yehuda says the only Shmira for a Muad is to kill it, have to shecht it. When the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda here, but it's a mitzvah l'chachila, the Rav brings to shecht the shor muad to avoid hezek. Start our new Mishnayos for the day. We're starting Perek Chamishi, Bavakama, Mishnah Aleph. Shor shenoga achas hapara v'nimso ubra b'tzida. A shor gored a cow, and that cow was pregnant, and found the fetus not living next to it. Ve'en yidua imad shlo nigalcha yoda. It's not known if the birth happened before the goring, meaning to say it wasn't the victim of the goring that caused this dead fetus to be there. It was a separate action that happened beforehand, a birth and then a goring. Or if the goring caused it to miscarry, caused it to be born or miscarry. The din is that it'll pay half the nezik to the par, talking about a tam obviously, half the nezik for the damage done to the cow, the dead cow, and Ravina Ezek Levad, and a quarter, meaning a half of the potential half Nezik that would have been paid, will be paid towards the Vlad. We'll see that this is a case of Maman Amutabal Safek, it's a case of money that is being disputed and it's being divided here, so he's only going to pay a quarter, which is half of the money in question. V'chein Para Shenagcha Es Hashor, this is an interesting case. You have a para, and generally a cow doesn't gore. A bull gores, a shor, but a para gored here, it's a female animal gored. V'nimsa v'lada b'tzida, and you also here find a baby calf, this time not necessarily dead, could very well be alive, on the side of the goring animal, on the side of the cow. And what's not known here is, was it involved in the goring, meaning was the animal still pregnant when it gored, or did it give birth already and then gore, which will change its rule for how much it can pay, because the tom is limited in its amount of payment by the value of its body. If it had a fetus in there, that was also a part of its body. So then that's what the Mishnah says. Again, it's not known if the goring happened before the birth or after the birth. It'd be the same din that chatzin nezik is paid from the para, right? They can pay half damages, it's certainly of that value. And a revia nezik min vlad, a quarter from the vlad. See, the Rav will elaborate a little bit on what the case is with that din. Let's read the Rav from the beginning of the Mishnah. Perek Aleph, Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. Shor Shenagach is a para mi'uberis, right? Gored a pregnant cow. V'nimso uber b'tzida meis. You find the fetus on its side dead. V'eni du imad shelo nagchal yalda. It's not known if it gave birth before the goring. V'lo meis machvas anegicha. So the death cannot be blamed on the goring. Im mishenagchal, or from the time it gored, u'machmas anegicha. Because of the goring, he piloso, it miscarried. Or via nezik vlad, so the din is half nezik for the para and a quarter for the vlad. The tam chayv chasin nezik, the tam is of course chayv half damages. The high vlad mutzav savleku, and the din of this fetus is in question. The cholkin is divided. Umatzis and sumchusiv. The mishnah is the opinion of a tana called sumchus. The amar mamon mutzav savik cholkin, who holds of this rule that any money that is in question between two parties is divided, or to be more parties even, is divided equally. Aval chachamim omim zeh klal gadol b'din. Chachamim argue and say a great rule in din is hamotzi mechaver lavarai, one trying to take money out of his friend, he has to bring the proofs. In this case, no amount for that fetus would be paid because it's only known that that the para was the victim, not the fetus. So you'd have to prove that it was still pregnant when it got gored in order to get money for that fetus. The halacha, kachachamim, that is the halacha. V'afilo nizak omer bari u'mazik omer shama. Even if the victim says he's certain what happened, and the mazik doesn't claim to be certain, he says maybe, shema. Perhaps it's that way. Still, hamotzi mechaver lavaraya, one has to bring proof in order to get the money out of the other person. V'chein para shenagcha es ashor, v'chulei, sham chati nezak mina par. So too, if the cow was the one that was goring, we said it was a bit odd, and it's unknown if it gored while pregnant or not, so the payment will be made, half the payment, meaning chetzi nezik that the tam pays, will be made from the body of the para for sure. And for the body of the vlad, will be taken into account only revi'a nezik. What does that mean, though? Says the Rav, im ninse sapara. If the cow's around, we have the goring cow. Kedin tam shemesham chetzi nezik migufa. It'll pay half, like a tam pays chetzi nezik from its body, from the value of its body maximum. If it's not around, then mishalim revi'a nezek min vlad. Then you get only a quarter from the vlad. You can't get the full half from the vlad because we don't know whether it was part of the damaging cow at that time. You only get a quarter, which is half of the money in question. If you knew that the birth happened only after the goring had happened first, and then it gave birth, so the goring animal included that fetus, you would get the whole chatinezik from the vlad. Right, a pregnant cow gored, and the fetus was part of the goring. And if it happened the other way around, then only after the birth the goring happened, you would get nothing out of the fetus. Because in that case, the fetus didn't do any goring. And a tam can only pay maximum for the value of its body. Now that it is in question, cholken, it's divided. From that potential half nezik that would have been paid, you only get a quarter out of the vlad, meaning half of that half that's in question. This is again the opinion of Sumchus clearly, and told Mamra Mutu Basafik cholken. And again, Chacham would argue, and the halacha would argue, that you have to bring a proof for that vlad being part of the para in order to raise the bar and how much it could pay in damages. Mishnah Beis says, Hakadar sheichnis kedeiros of lechatzer balabais, a potter, a pot maker, that brought his pots into a courtyard of the balabais to another person. Shelo berishus, without permission to do that. V'shibirasan v'hemto shel balabais, the balabais animal went and broke those pots. Potter, he's potter. V'im huzkaben, and if the animal got damaged by the pot somehow, bal kedeiros chayiv, then the pot owner is going to be chayiv. V'im hiches berishus, but if the pot owner brought it in with rishus, then the person that owns the chatzar is chayiv. Seemingly he gave permission, means he took upon himself to be careful with his animals, and he wasn't. And so he's chayiv for the damage done to the pot or to the pot owner or his pots. Hichnis peiros of the chatzar baal bayis shelo berishus. This seems to be a very similar case. A person brought his fruits, which any sort of food, it could be wheat also, into a chatzar baal bayis without permission. V'acholosan behemtosh baal bayis, and the animal of the baal bayis ate those fruits. Potter. He's potter. Why did the person bring it in Rosh Hashanah? He shouldn't have done that. If his animal got damaged by those fruits somehow, Baal Peres Chayiv, the person who brought the fruits in, is Chayiv. If it was brought in with permission, though, Baal Chatzar Chayiv. Then the Chatzar owner, again, is Chayiv. This seems to be pretty straightforward. It's a case of did the person, was he able to be in that space, allowed to be there or not, seemingly. But the Rav elaborates slightly. What was the case that the animal owned by the Baal Bayis got damaged by the fruits that this person had brought in, and the fruit owner is chayv? What is that? Only if the damage was that it slipped and got damaged, slipped and tripped, let's say, on those fruits. Say the animal ate so much of the fruits till it died, the Baal Peros does not have to pay for the fact that the Baal Bayis' animal ate so many fruits that it died. The Havalo Ashalasocha, it shouldn't have eaten. It didn't have to eat that much. That's certainly not something the Peros owner is chayv for. So the Nekuda of this mission seems to be that, again, one has to have reshus to bring something in somewhere. And if he did have reshus, this is an important point which we're about to elaborate more, if he did have reshus, it seems to be understood that the owner of the place he's bringing it into with reshus takes upon himself achrayis on any damage that will happen to those items that were brought in reshus. And now the next mission is going to elaborate that this is not according to everyone. And we'll start out with a similar case. I don't know, aside from that, why Mishnah Beis had to bring two almost identical cases, except for this difference with the fruits that the Rav points out. It's unclear to me why you need to repeat everything again about a second case with fruits in order to bring out that chiddush. Perhaps it's not being brought here. I don't know offhand if the Gemara points out more chiddush in the second case. Obviously, there must be something there. Says Mishnah Gimel, continuing this idea, Hichnis shor lechatzer baal habayis shelo b'reshus. A person brought his shor, his ox, into the chatzer baal habayis without reshus. Unegacho shor shabaal habayis, and the baal habayis' shor gored him. Gored that shore. Oshinishachol kabel shel abayis, or the dog of the baal habayis bit the shore. Pater. He's pater. Seeing we had this before, shor mazik reshus anizak. It's pater. Right. Shor mazik reshus anizak. Yeah, it's pater, correct. One second. That's right. Shor mazik reshus anizak. I'm sorry, that wasn't the case. That's what I'm saying that incorrectly. What I mean to say is that the shore over here that is damaging, it's really the mazik's reshus, but the nizak came in. I'm sorry, that's not what the phrase before, shore mazik reshus and nizak, was a machlokas about nezik, shalim, machati nezik. But anyways, let's just keep going. So again, over here you have, just to say that clearly, I apologize for that, the shore that is being brought in is himself being mazik, but it wasn't supposed to be there. And either way, actually, it continues. Nogahu shor shabal bayis. What if it's the mazik, right? What if the shor being brought in gore is the shor of the baal bayis? So obviously it's chayiv. He's there without reshus. Again, the first case was where he came in without reshus, and the shor of the baal bayis gored him, and he was put. Fine. Continues the mishnah. Nafal abor avihivish meimov chayiv. If he fell into a pit, and he made the water dirty, made the water undrinkable, damaged it, chayv. Chayv on that water. If the shore fell into that pit and the person's father, the owner's father or son was in there, so he has to pay kofir for it. This is going to be the point I tried to point out before. If he was able to bring in the shore with reshus, baal chatzer is assumed to be chayv. That's the same din as the previous mishnah. But now, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe argues. The kulon ain't no chayv. He disagrees with all this idea of that baal habayis who allows one to come and reshus is chayv on the damages to those items of that shore. He's not chayv. Achi kabel olav lishmor until he verbally or clearly accepts the responsibility to guard against that person's items. That's the whole nekuda seemingly of this mishnah, as it pertains to the previous mishnah, is that Revi disagrees. Let's read the Rav on this. Hay aviv obino. So again, we didn't explain the first two cases, but I just want to say over again because of the lack of clarity that I said it with the first time. The first case was a person brought his shore into the chatzer baal habayis without permission, and it gored the shore of the baal habayis, right? The shore of the baal habayis gored it, or the dog of baal habayis bit it, so it's pater, it came without reshus. And if the shore of the baal habayis was gored by it, it's chayv, obviously. Says Rav the next, and then if it fell into a pit and ruined its water, it's chayiv. Says the Rav in the next case. Hay avivo beno, his father or his son, shabal bayis, of the homeowner, besocha was in this pit. Vu adin l'shar anashim, that would be true about anybody. Elo orcha de milas anachah, talking about a regular thing that the family would be for some reason in the pit. Mashal mitzah kofir, pays kofir. Kigon shahay emud lahapil atzma b'nei adam boros. It must be that the animal was muat, because we said a tam doesn't pay kofir. We learned that out before in a previous mishnah. So it was a muat to drop itself into pits onto people. But in the Chazi Yarka, but this time it didn't do it on purpose. It saw a vegetable in this pit, Bibor. And it dropped itself into the pit in order to eat that vegetable. Vahara gets the Adam to kill the person in there. Shashor Patr Misa. In that case, the shore is not going to die. Ho Vahara Shalobla Kavana, because it killed without Kavana. Vahbaila Mishal Misa Kofr. But still, the owners will pay Kofr. The Israbe Kofr Afilu Filu Shahar Shalobla Kavana. Because Kofr is a penalty paid even on killing without Kavana, even though the shore will live, the owners still pay Kofr. Because I'm reading as we said earlier. Rabbi Omer Rabbi disagrees with this idea. He says the owner of the chatzar has to the kabbal on himself to guard in order to be chayiv for anything that happens. V'halacha ki Rabbi, and that is the halacha. Hilkach and hichni shor v'rishus baal bayis stam v'lo kibo lav lishmor. If a person brings his shor or these other items we spoke about into the rishus of the baal bayis stam, and he was not in the kabbal on himself to guard the items, baal bayis pater the halo kibo lav nitirus baal bayis is pater. He did not accept upon himself to guard. Now, the one who brought it in is also going to be potter for any damages that his items do. Because he brought it in his shoes. So no one in this case would be chayav for damaging the other. Thank you for listening. Mir Tashem will continue tomorrow.